Okay, you know who Tim Burton is. He's weird. He did Batman. He did Edward Scissorhands. He did a lot of weird movies. He did Alice in Wonderland. And this week, he is back in theaters as the producer of Alice Through the Looking Glass. Yeah, he's weird, okay? I knew him before he was famous and weird. Today, he's just weird. I was doing a story on the animators at the Disney studio, and they allowed me to wander around the animation building and talk to people who were sitting two in a room drawing. They sit there and they draw all day long. They draw Disney characters. And in each room, there are two. One of them was a mild-mannered little nerd guy. The other one was Tim Burton. Long fingernails, unruly hair, which he tore up every moment. The year was 1981, and they were working on a movie called The Fox and the Hound. And he was very talkative, and he was very excited. He said, "No newspaper people ever talked to us." And he did say this was the first interview he had ever done with anyone, newspaper or otherwise, because newspaper writers don't get into the animation building. Anyway, he told me about how much he worshipped Vincent Price, how much he wanted to do wild, different things, and he didn't like that the Disney studio at that time was doing what he considered too conservative, too mild, and he did not like doing The Fox and the Hound. Today, he is known as one of the most creative, imaginative of all movie makers. And by the way, as he was talking, he kept drawing, and he pulled off several pictures that he drew and threw them on the floor and gave them to me. Unwisely, I threw them away as I was leaving the room. And it was only a couple of years later that I realized this was the same guy who was doing Batman, and that he was famous. He was running around with Helena Bonham Carter, who is just as wild as he is, by the way. But all in all, this week you can see what he's done with Alice Through the Looking Glass, and you can bet it will be different. From the very beginning, back in those early days at the Disney studio, Tim Burton was an unusual character, one of the most unusual characters I met.